You?
Like a pile of bricks. My God, that bed was so comfy. And those sheets.
She rolled her head back and closed her eyes like she was in the middle of an orgasm.
I didn't want to get up this morning. Plus, it's so quiet around here. I'm used to rap music and car alarms in the background.
When she rolled her head back like that, I immediately thought of one thing.
Unfortunately, I've got to open the office and start a new day.
She sighed like it was the most disappointing thing in the world. If she were mine, she wouldn't work at all. I pictured her living with me, making me breakfast and dinner every day like clockwork. She'd take care of my laundry and hang up my dry cleaning in the closet. And when I came home, she'd give me a hard kiss on the mouth, then fall to her knees to suck me off right in the entryway. After I showered and we had dinner, she'd straddle my hips on the couch and fuck me nice and slow, letting my dick enjoy every inch of that wet pussy. She would tell me she was mine, and she'd thought about me all day while I was at work. And then I would tie her up and spank her ass with my belt. The thought came from nowhere. She turned away and poured a mug of coffee before she sat at the table and sipped it. The newspaper was sitting there, and she was reading the comics. I assumed she would want to read about politics or national news. Inexplicably, I found her choice to be cute. I sat across from her and poured syrup onto my pancakes. There were scrambled eggs and bacon as well. I took a bite and hid my surprise at how good it all tasted. Up until that point, she'd never cooked for me. She kept reading. I took advantage of her distraction to stare at her across the table, wishing the sweetness in my mouth wasn't from the syrup, but her lips instead. I didn't want to go to work. I wanted to stay there and handcuff her to my bedpost. One day, I would get the chance, but for now, I would just look at her.
How's vanilla?
Jackson was restocking the bar when I walked inside. The club was closed during the early hours of the afternoon. Everyone had real jobs and real lives they had to get through before they could return to the place that made them feel most alive. Don't call her that.
Why not? It's not offensive.
He was dressed down in a V-neck t-shirt and jeans. His smug smile annoyed me because it was so similar to mine. It is when another man uses it. Vanilla or not, she was mine. If anyone called her anything, it would be me. You can refer to her as Rome, her name. Jackson grinned hard.
My God, you're so far gone.
I don't know what that means, and I don't care to find out.
You're so hung up on her, and she hasn't even put out. Dude, you're in love.
I rested both of my hands on the counter made of glass. Blue lights burned underneath to give it an ethereal glow. Shut the hell up, and don't say anything like that in front of her, if you see her again. Which he wouldn't.
Like she's not in love with you.
She's not. Way too soon for anything like that. I didn't have to stress about her falling that far. She made it clear she was a difficult woman to impress. She took serious wooing, and I told her I wasn't looking for a happily ever after, which she accepted. I know what I saw, man. She's not your submissive. Just like you said, she's your girlfriend. Your choice of words, not mine. She won't be my girlfriend forever. Eventually, she'll be my sub. He snorted with a sarcastic laugh.
I've seen this chick, believe me. She's not the submissive type. She's too classy and conservative. Did you see that dress she wore? It stopped above her knee, and her ass wasn't even hanging out.
How would you know? My hands balled into fists, and my eyes darkened to shades of black. The only man who was allowed to look at her ass was me. That's it, period.
Loosen up, man. I'm trying to save you some time.
You don't know her. She was a good girl on the outside, but I knew she had dark substance like I did. She'd lived a life of abuse, and I remembered that look in her eye when she slapped me. She liked it, both times.
I don't need to know her. It's never gonna happen, Cal.
I'm done talking about this. I pulled my hands away and stepped from the bar. If I lingered, I'd grab a bottle of Sky Vodka and break it over his skull.
Whoa, hold on.
He stopped stocking the new bottles of liquor and faced me over the counter.
I get your fascination with her. She's totally fucked.
I threatened him with just my eyes.
She's very pretty.
He cleared his throat like it took all his energy to say that last sentence.
I understand why you want this to work with her. Really, I get it. I just don't want you to get your hopes up. I know I give you shit most of the time, but I really am trying to help you.
I don't need your help. I'd never wanted a woman the way I wanted Rome, and something in my gut told me to pursue her until I broke her. If I went to someone else, I would never be content. I would think about the woman I couldn't have, the one who really made me come.
Fine.
He raised both hands in surrender.
Do what you want.
I will.
So, why weren't you here last night?
His attempt to change the subject didn't really do much. She stayed over. I wasn't giving him more than that. If I told him she was staying with me for a while, he'd give me more shit about it.
She slept over.
One of his eyebrows arched to the ceiling.
I thought you didn't do that.
Isabella and I would usually hook up at Ruin. There were bedrooms all over the place, and there was a secret playroom just for me to use. She slept in there while I stayed in the other room, keeping space between us, but close enough that I would be there if she needed anything. Her apartment got broken into last night, so she needed somewhere to stay.
Say what?
He actually showed concern, an expression I thought he'd forgotten about.
Is she all right?
She's fine. Has a black eye and a swollen lip, but those will heal.
He tried to hurt her? What a fucking asshole.
Rome kicked his ass and pinned him to the ground until the police arrived. I was still pissed at her for doing something so stupid, but deep down inside I was proud of her fearlessness. She wasn't afraid of anyone or anything, and she had the resilience of flowers in winter. She had the kind of spunk and drive that I admired, the same kind I possessed myself.
Damn, that's hot.
I glared at him again.
Sorry, but I'm not sorry about that one. That's one badass woman.
I know.
So you're letting her go back to her apartment? Sounds like she lives in a shitty area.
No. No way in hell was I letting her live in a neighborhood like that again. It didn't matter if she could take care of herself. I wanted to take care of her. She's staying with me until she finds a new place. That sick and twisted grin came back into his face.
Is she now?
It's temporary.
Uh-huh.
It is. She needs to pick a nicer place, and real estate goes quickly in the city.
But we both know you could buy her any damn thing she wants.
His arrogance was only growing. She won't accept money from me. She's stubborn.
Whatever you say.
All his teeth were showing. Say what you want. It doesn't make a difference to me. Her residence in my home wouldn't last forever. When we found her a suitable place, she would leave. I wouldn't ask her to stay, and she wouldn't expect me to either. Jackson was enjoying every second of this, for unknown reasons.
Maybe I'll get a sister soon. Sister Vanilla.
I grabbed the towel sitting on the counter and threw it right in his face.
Go fuck yourself.
He pulled it off his face with a laugh.
I'm getting to you, and that's how I know I'm right.
When I got home, she already had dinner on the table. You've made yourself at home pretty quickly. Without thinking about it, I hugged her waist and kissed her the second I walked through the door. The action was too normal, too domesticated for my tastes, but I did it anyway, and I liked it.
Actually, I've kind of fallen in love with your kitchen.
Really? I was into some weird stuff, but I never had a thing for stoves and microwaves.
It's so beautiful. Look how big it is.
She walked from the refrigerator to the opposite cabinet, taking 15 steps from one place to another.
And these granite countertops?
She ran her fingers along the surface.
I'm excited to cook in here during my stay. It actually makes me a little happy that I got robbed.
And it has nothing to do with the sexy stud sharing the space? I loosened my tie and wrapped it around her neck so I could pull her toward me. My hand immediately tightened on the fabric because the action was such a turn-on. If only I could throw her back on the counter and fuck her while choking her at the same time. God, that would be heaven.
No.
She tried to hide her smile as she teased me, but the corners of her lips pulled up on their own. I tightened the tie around her neck, but didn't restrict her airway, even though I wanted to. Oh, really? I slowly pressed her into the cabinet, my hard cock defined in my slacks. I pressed it against her stomach so she would know just how much I wanted to fuck her. The muscles of her stomach tightened when she felt my thick cock.
Maybe a little.
Whatever she was making on the stove smelled incredible, but my stomach took a back seat to my other organ. I want dessert before dinner tonight.
Bad boy.
The cords in my neck tensed at her wordplay. She was so good at dirty talk, and she didn't even know it. You should punish me.
And how should I punish you?
She ran her hands up my chest until they circled my neck. The tie was still hooked around her throat, blue contrasting against her white complexion. I knew exactly how I wanted to be punished. Slap me. The fire of desire lit up in her eyes, but immediately it was snuffed out.
No. Get on your knees and press your face between my legs.
Not a punishment. I grabbed her wrist and squeezed it. Slap me, sweetheart. Her eyes darted back and forth as she looked into my eyes, trying to determine if I was serious. Do it. My breathing came out uneven at the prospect of her small palm colliding against my skin. I wanted to feel that smack, that burn at impact. I wanted to feel her ferocity like last time. Punish me. Her hand shook as it remained on my neck. Then she pulled it away and slapped me, but lightly. It was nothing like before. This lacked fire. This lacked intent. Slap me like you mean it. I gripped her thighs and squeezed harshly, forcing her to cooperate with my demands. Now. Her lips parted slightly as her breathing increased. That familiar flush took over her face, tinting her cheeks until they were rosy. Her green eyes danced in jade fire, the bruising of her skin almost unnoticeable. She pulled her hand back and slapped me, hard. Fuck, that was good. My mouth crushed against hers, and I lifted her from the counter at the same time. I carried her into the living room and threw her on the couch. My hands gripped her skirt and pulled it to her waist before I yanked her panties off, practically ripping them. My mouth was eager for that sweetness, for that taste of vanilla between her legs. Now that was all I could think about when I looked at her, how soft and sweet she was. The nickname was once used as an insult, but now it was the sexiest thing in the world. I pressed my mouth to her entrance and sucked, wanting all of her in my mouth at the same time. I spread her knees wide apart and dominated her, taking exactly what was mine to enjoy. Rome dug both of her hands into my hair, fisting the strands and pressing my face farther into her pussy. She rocked her hips against me, wanting my tongue deep inside her. When I circled her clit aggressively, she moaned so loud I thought my neighbors across the street might hear. I grabbed her hips and pulled her ass over the edge of the couch and maneuvered to my knees. After she slapped me, I was eager to come, but I was more eager to make her come. I buried my face between her legs, absorbing her taste and smell, and nearly got off from just visiting her sweetness.
Calloway.
She leaned against the back of the couch and watched me, thrusting herself into my face. In the beginning, her desires and movements were subtle, but now she took what she wanted from me, showing her carefree side. She lived in the moment, and if she wanted more, she just took it. I sucked her clit into my mouth and pulled hard, giving her the kind of friction that would send her over the edge. And she did. Like she was dying, she screamed at the top of her lungs and came all around me, her pussy clenching against my mouth as the aftershocks took over. She panted and released my hair, giving my scalp a gentle massage in remorse. I refused to give her any kind of break, because my cock was throbbing in pain. I got my slacks and boxers off, then yanked her to the floor. I positioned her on her hands and knees before I got the perfect grip on the back of her hair. I shoved my dick in her mouth and pushed as far as I could go, deep-throating her until she nearly gagged. Saliva immediately dripped from her mouth and fell down her chin to the floor. Look at me. I thrust my hips and buried my cock deep inside her, letting my dark side run wild. It was the closest I'd ever gotten to pure dominance. When she slapped me, she unleashed a force deep within my chest. Now I couldn't slow down or calm myself. I wanted to fuck her mouth until I filled it with all my cum. She looked up at me, her ass in the air, and her skirt bunched around her waist. Her mouth was wide open, like a snake, as she took in my length over and over. Even when she struggled, she kept going, because she was a pro. I looked into her eyes as I kept thrusting, loving the tears building there because my cock was too big for her mouth. I clenched her hair tighter as I shoved myself deep within, stretching her throat and moving across the grooves of her tongue. Seeing this beautiful woman on her knees, her mouth gaping open for my cock, was a turn-on in itself. My balls tightened hard against my body, preparing for the all-consuming crescendo of pleasure. It's coming, sweetheart. I shoved my entire length into her throat and held it there. She held her breath as she waited for it, since she couldn't breathe anyway. Saliva still dripped from her mouth onto the floor. The blinding sensation traveled down my stomach and through my balls, exploding out of my shaft before it hit the back of her throat. I squirted against her tongue and gave her everything I had. Like the good submissive she was, she didn't choke. She continued to hold her breath until I finished coming deep inside her. Tears fell from her eyes, and her arm shook from holding her weight up. I wanted to keep my dick in her mouth, even as it softened. The image before me was purely erotic, getting me hard in my dreams. I didn't want to leave the safety of her mouth because it was such a beautiful place. She sucked my cock like she wanted it more than I did. She wanted every drop of my cum, as much as I wanted to give it. I pulled my cock out of her mouth, then wiped her lips with the back of my sleeve. You're an amazing cocksucker, you know that? I hated to imagine her having a lot of practice. It made me jealous over men who weren't even in her life anymore. But she learned the talent somewhere, and at least I got to enjoy it.
Thank you. Exactly what every woman wants to hear.
She sat up, a playful smile on her lips. But I really mean it, and in a good way. Still on my knees, I pulled her to my chest, my cock against her pulled-up skirt. My hands went to her ass and squeezed her cheeks, loving how firm, yet soft they were.
Well, you're a great pussy eater.
Why, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment should be taken, with pride. I pressed my face to hers and watched the glow in her eyes.
I'm really not a great cocksucker. I just love sucking yours.
Heat flushed my body all over again. She said some pretty sexy things, but that had to be one of the greatest. She basically said she only loved having my cock in her mouth, no one else's. And the more I could possess her, the better. Yeah? She nodded. I'm glad you feel that way, because there's a lot more coming. She and I had set up a routine every night. After dinner, we cleaned up together, then moved in front of the TV. If there was a game on, we usually watched that. She wasn't a devoted sports fanatic, but she appreciated it. She always knew what was going on and didn't have a problem telling off the players when they screwed up, and the refs when they made a stupid call. I loved it.
Do you get paid $12 million a year to miss a shot?
She shook her head, disgust on her face.
I hate it when people feel bad for the players. It's their job. They aren't supposed to suck.
Just you.
What?
She didn't get my joke, so I let it pass. You're a hard ass, sweetheart.
I'm not. I just think everyone should reach their potential, and that player didn't.
I could picture you as a coach. All your players would hate you.
They wouldn't hate me if they won the finals.
I wrapped my arm around her shoulders and leaned in close to her. Have you ever considered leaving charity work for professional sports?
God, no. I know where I belong. I make a difference now. But I would never make a difference with these idiots.
I chuckled for the 100th time that night. She was one of the few people who could make me laugh. Her sassiness was cute, and her attitude was somehow sexy. I liked it when she was confrontational. I wanted to fight with her, and I hoped she would bring the heat when we did. When I told her she was moving in with me, she resisted me at every step. But I couldn't take advantage of that at the time. But when she was my sub, I would. I knew it was just a matter of time before it happened. She slapped me and enjoyed it. I could see the same fire and darkness in her eyes that I carried everywhere I went. It was in there, deep inside. And once she trusted me implicitly, I would pitch the idea to her, or I would just give her a test drive. That blowjob was an incredible experience, but I wanted her to have a more intense encounter. I wanted to tie her up to my bed, blindfold her, and put her at my mercy. I wanted to take her out of her comfort zone and push her so hard she broke, because she trusted me. She told me things she never told anyone else, and I did the same. It was only a matter of time before the real fun started. We were just days away from the 4-week mark, and when that day arrived, I wouldn't hold back. But I would have to stop myself from tying her up and not letting her go. In that case, she might think I'm a little crazy. Do you have any plans on Friday?
Nope. I'm pretty boring.
She looked at me, her bruised eye covered with makeup.
Why?
I thought we could have dinner.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
And then we can come back here and celebrate. Her eyes didn't change as she stared at me, and I knew exactly why. We'll open some wine and light some candles. I pressed my lips to her ear and kissed her gently, letting my tongue glide along the shell, before releasing a hot breath. She took a quiet breath, her nipples hardening in her shirt. And then you'll be mine. My arms tightened around her because I wanted Friday to be now. I wanted to thrust deep inside her and deposit my cum somewhere besides her throat and her tits. I was eager for it, and I knew she was too. No woman sucked dick like that unless they wanted more of it, in different places.
Maybe we should skip the dinner.
I could feel the heat from her pussy without touching her. Her chest rose and fell with even breaths, and I knew her excitement was getting to her. She wanted to feel me buried deep inside her, stretching her until her pussy was completely molded around my length. She didn't want a romantic date. She just wanted to fuck. And that was fine by me. No dinner. Just sex.
Okay.
I cupped her face and pressed a small kiss to her lips, restraining myself from doing anything more. If I laid her back against the cushion, I would lose control and fuck her right then and there. A quiet moan escaped her lips like she was thinking the same thing. She tucked her hair behind her ear, her eyes lidded with drunken horniness.
I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah, me too. If I stayed with her any longer, I would jump the gun. And she wanted to jump the gun, too.
Good night.
She wrapped her arms around my neck and hugged me instead of giving me a kiss. I knew she did it to control herself, but the affection somehow felt better. I loved feeling her small arms envelop my body. She hugged me like a teddy bear, her tits pressed against me, her nipples hard. The desire left my body as I held her, understanding just how small she really was. With skin softer than silk and eyes brighter than the stars, she wasn't just some woman I was about to sleep with. In a strange way, she was something more. I felt like I was hugging a friend. My closest friend.
Chapter 18. Calloway.
The following 2 days were torture. They passed like quicksand, shifting inside the hourglass, but never making any true progress. The seconds passed, but I always thought it was more than it truly was. When I glanced at the clock, only 5 minutes had gone by, but it felt like 5 hours. My afternoon at work was uneventful. I had a few meetings, lots of paperwork, and a few events pinned to my schedule. Despite all the action, my mind kept drifting back to that heathen that was about to share my bed. I couldn't wait to be inside her. When she first told me I had to wait 4 weeks, I almost walked away. Guys like me didn't wait for action, it usually came to us. But I wanted this woman in a way I didn't want anyone else, so I toughed it out. And I was glad I did. I'd never felt this kind of excitement in my entire life. The anticipation, the build-up, was giving me chills. The fact that this woman had the power to make me wait and still keep my attention was beyond my understanding. Whatever she had, it obsessed me. I was sharing my house with her, and it didn't even bother me. Isabella had never even come to my house, and I was with her for a year. Rome changed everything. When I came home from work, the tension was thick between us. I wanted to pin her to the couch and pound into her hard, feeling my balls slap against her ass while I claimed her as mine. When we were near the kitchen table, I wanted to do the same thing, and then eat my dinner off her as well. She was stiff around me, going out of her way not to touch me. She kept 5 feet between us at all times. The house felt like a greenhouse, hot and humid. We were both burning, anxious to fuck like the animals we were. Whenever I brushed her shoulder, she quickly moved away from me like she'd been zapped. Her breathing picked up, and her cheeks flushed. Her lips were slightly parted, like her mouth needed my kiss. The only thing holding me back was my promise. I gave her my word, and I always kept my word. It was the only thing that gave me any kind of value. If I can't trust myself, then my woman couldn't trust me. And if she didn't trust me, she would never see my playroom. I knew our first time together would be vanilla. I knew all the fucks we had after that would be vanilla too. But once the initial rush was over, and she was innately comfortable around me, I would whip out the handcuffs and take them for a spin. And I'd finally make her the submissive she was meant to be. The moment I laid eyes on her, it was destined to happen. She didn't have a choice. All this time I'd been searching for the partner my body craved. I'd been biding my time and waiting for the perfect partner. While I didn't believe in forever, I believed in monogamy. I knew I would never allow another man to touch her, ever. On the last night before the big day, we sat on opposite sides of the couch. She sipped her wine and watched the game with the blanket pulled over her thighs. She didn't wear makeup. Her clothes were unnaturally baggy, and her hair was in a messy bun. I knew what she was doing. She was trying to be as unattractive as possible, but it was backfiring. I loved seeing her natural beauty. The bruises had faded away, and now her left eye sparkled just like the right one. Her hair was off the back of her neck, so I could see just how slender her throat was. My hand could completely wrap around it, my fingers touching my palm. Her clothes hid her curves from view, but that didn't change anything. I remembered exactly what was under there. Her brawl with the low-life thief terrified me, because I feared for her safety. But her resilience and strength was such a turn-on, and for a very obvious reason. If she could handle that, she could handle anything I did to her. She would be nearly impossible to break. It would be the greatest challenge of my life. The longer I didn't break her, the more I would want her. Since she wouldn't, I would want her all my life. She finished her wine, then placed the empty glass on the table.
I'm going to bed.
I wanted to go with her, but I waited this long, so I could wait a little longer. All right. She looked at me like she might kiss me goodnight, but thought better of it.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Sweet dreams, sweetheart. Like she was trying to get away from me as quickly as possible, she darted out of the room and disappeared up the stairs. I stayed on the couch with the TV playing on the wall. My cock was hard in my jeans and eager to get free. I hadn't gotten any action for the past day, and I was eager for a release, but I wanted the real thing. I wanted Rome. So I kept my hands to myself and went to bed. The day finally arrived, and my cock was permanently hard. I knew what was coming, and it was only a matter of time because I slid inside her slick, wet pussy. Her legs would wrap around my waist, and she would beg me to fuck her as hard as I could. And I'd oblige. I left for work much earlier than I normally would to avoid seeing her. As hard up as I was, I didn't think I could keep my promise any longer. Technically, I wouldn't be breaking it. But I didn't want to fuck her, then go to work right after. I wanted to have her all night and the rest of the weekend. I had flowers delivered, and I set them on the entryway table. Before she walked out to head to work, she would see them. They were deep red roses in a crystal vase. There were 2 dozen of them, plump and full of life. They reminded me of her. So innocent and pure, but so sexual at the same time. I left a note. Tonight, you're finally mine. I was the first one to arrive at the house. I went into the bedroom but didn't strip off my suit like I normally would. By now, I would normally be in the shower, washing myself down and scrubbing my hair. Then I would get out and throw on a pair of jeans and a t-shirt. But today, I kept the suit on. I sat at the edge of the bed and rested my elbows on my knees. The door was wide open, and I listened for the sound of the front door opening on the first level. The curtains were closed over the windows because I didn't want anyone to sneak a glance at her, to see that perfectly pale skin surrounding her pink tits. The bedside lamps were on for atmosphere, casting a dim glow throughout the bedroom. I could hear the heating system kick on and off as it tried to keep the equilibrium within the house. None of her things were in this bedroom, but I felt like I shared it with her anyway. After 20 minutes of waiting, my cock hard from thinking about what I would do with her, the front door finally opened. I could hear the heavy door close behind her. It was hardly noticeable, but I'd been living there for so long that I recognized every single sound of the place. A minute passed before her heels sounded up the stairs. She took her time, steeling her nerve before she arrived. She knew exactly where I was because her heels continued to clap against the hardwood floor, even when she passed her bedroom. I'd never relied on my sense of hearing so much. Like I was going into battle, I prepared for the event about to take place. My heart was beating fast, and my lungs ached to breathe deeper. My body wanted to spring into action and work up a sweat. My hands twitched to grab her, to snatch her by the hips and push her beneath me. My hips wanted to thrust hard against her, the head of my cock reaching her cervix, because I impaled her with every inch of my cock. She didn't know what a real fuck was before she met me. Now she would know how it felt to be with a real man, 6 feet and 3 inches of all man. She rounded the corner and stopped in the doorway, seeing me sitting at the edge of the bed. A black pencil skirt hugged her hips and black stilettos were on her feet. No matter how much cash was in her bank account, she dressed like a classy woman, priding herself on her elegance. Her hair had been curled that morning, and now they'd come loose. They were wavy, but that made it easier for my fingers to slide through. She wore a navy blue top with a gold necklace around her throat. Her makeup was heavier than usual, and just like I suspected, her cheeks were flushed pink. She stared at me with a mix of lust and hesitation, her arms resting by her sides. The pulse in her neck thudded wildly, adrenaline spiking directly into her heart. She was nervous, but she was excited above everything else. I rose to my feet without breaking her gaze. I finally looked down and stared at every inch of her perfection, treasuring the moment. I'd wanted to be inside her since the moment I spotted her in that bar. Every guy that night wanted the same thing, but I got to have her. I'd wined her and dined her. I treated her like a lady and gave her the respect she desired. When she wanted to talk, I listened. When she wanted to cuddle, I obliged. But now, it was my turn to have what I wanted. My eyes drilled into her skin, and I felt the dominant side of me fight for control. I wanted to command her to do exactly as I asked. I wanted to demand she drop to her knees and suck me off until I was soaking wet from her saliva. I'd never struggled with my true self so much in my life. I had to stay under control. I walked across the room until I was face to face with her. I could feel the heat searing from her body as it burned for mine. Her eyes immediately lit up like stars in the deepening sky, twinkling with excitement. Her cheeks were pinker than they'd ever been before, because her pussy wanted my cock so badly. Her breathing was uneven, out of whack, and all over the place. My proximity made her nervous, but she enjoyed that feeling.
"Thank you for the flowers."
Of all the things I expected her to say, that wasn't one of them. I didn't respond because I didn't feel like talking. The only thing I wanted to do with my lips was kiss her. My hands couldn't remain by my sides any longer, and I dug one hand into her hair and pulled her face to mine in a deep embrace. Immediately, she took a deep breath like I'd just burned her. Her lips froze like they couldn't process the scorching burn. They hesitated in overload, my kiss throwing her off guard. But then, she kissed me back with the same vigor and excitement. Her hands snaked up my arms until they rested on her favorite spot. I already felt myself unhinge. Immediately, I fell into the unbridled lust. My hands glided down her body, savoring the feeling of her hourglass frame. I felt the definition around her ribs and moved down to her waist, feeling the strong curve in her lower back. My fingers glided to her ass and I squeezed her cheeks hard, claiming her. Her hands moved to my chest and undid every single button without stopping our kiss. Her kiss deepened as more buttons came loose. When the first was finally open, she yanked it off and almost ripped it in her haste. My shirt was on the ground, and her hands were against my chest. Her nails dug into me as she felt the intricate muscles of my skin. She dragged her fingertips across the skin, feeling every groove of my physique. Her hands migrated to my chest, and she sank her claws there, too. I didn't bother unbuttoning her shirt. Instead, I yanked it off harshly, and the cheap buttons at the front popped off. She didn't seem to care that I ruined her shirt, because she kissed me harder, practically panting into my mouth. My hand unclasped her bra, then it fell down her arms until it hit the floor. I was in love with her tits. She had the nicest rack I'd ever seen. They were enormous, but they were round and perky, proportional to her size and sexy as hell. I palmed one, and my thumb played with her nipple, moving over it so many times that it began to pebble. She moaned into my mouth. Her reaction to me fueled my fire. She arched her back and pressed her body deeper into mine, practically begging me to take her. I gripped her tits harder and squeezed her nipple while I gave her my tongue. Her hands shot out to my waist and undid my belt with lightning speed. She released the button and yanked down the zipper, letting the slacks come loose and fall down my hips. She broke our kiss to move to her knees and pulled them down to my ankles. Her face found my crotch, where my cock was outlined in my boxers. She looked up at me, her green eyes locked to mine, before she pressed a kiss to my shaft through the cotton. Fuck. She grabbed my waistband and pulled my boxers off, letting my throbbing cock pop free. It immediately twitched when it knew it was so close to her mouth, right beside that smooth tongue it loved to slide against. She cupped my balls and massaged them gently before she closed her mouth over my cock,
moving all the way down until her throat couldn't handle another inch. She held her breath as long as she could before she pulled back and gasped for air. Her fingers continued to massage my balls like she was worshipping them. This was better than any fantasy I'd ever had. I fisted her hair, then yanked her upward, silently commanding her to get to her feet. When she was standing in front of me again, I unzipped the back of her skirt and let it fall to the ground. She wore a black, lacy thong, a sexy little number I'd never seen before. She must have picked it up on her lunch break, wanting to feel sexy tonight. I could have done that for her. I gripped the back of her thong and fisted it just the way I did to her hair. I pressed my face to hers but didn't kiss her, choosing to stare at her lips instead. I loved the feel of her curved cheeks under my fingertips. She had the perkiest ass I'd ever seen, probably from walking 10 floors to her apartment every single day. I couldn't wait to fuck her in the ass, but that would have to wait for another time. I pulled the thong over her ass and down her legs. She was naked in front of me, wanting me to take her, like I'd wanted since the moment I looked at her. I kissed her neck and her collarbone, nicking the skin with my need to devour her. My hands guided her to the bed, lying her down until her head hit one of my pillows. She was the first woman I'd ever fucked on my bed, and that knowledge was oddly erotic. The echoes of her moans would fill my bedroom forever, and I would live in those memories for even longer. I hadn't done missionary in a long time, and I'd never done vanilla at all. But my cock was anxious for it, like it was the most exhilarating feeling in the world. I felt like a winner for getting this woman to want me. She could have any man in the world, but she wanted me. She wanted me to fuck her now. She wanted me to come inside her. I could barely keep my breathing under control because I was so excited. Like a teenager about to get laid for the first time, the anticipation was about to swallow me whole. I gripped her hips and positioned her underneath me, tilting her hips so I could slide every inch of my cock inside that little pussy. I separated her thighs with my forearms, positioning them right behind her knees. My cock pressed against her folds like it had so many times, but this was different. I knew I wouldn't be sliding over her wet clit. This time I would be inside her, feeling every inch of her. I locked my eyes with hers, seeing the same desire hot in her cheeks.
"Thank you for waiting."
She ran her hands up my chest and to my shoulders, her fingertips dragging over me. "I'd wait forever for you." The words came out of nowhere, and they were too romantic for anything I would normally say. But in the heated moment, I said whatever came to mind. Rome was my whole purpose in life at that moment, and nothing else mattered. I pressed the head of my cock into her narrow slit, feeling the immediate resistance. When I inserted 2 fingers inside her, I could tell how tight she was. I knew my thick cock would struggle to get inside, but I couldn't believe just how narrow she was. She was soaked, her pussy juice leaking down over her asshole into her crack. Her arousal wasn't the problem, just my big cock and her tiny pussy. I gently pressed inside her again, my eyes locked to her. My head moved inside an inch or two, feeling the warm flesh of her channel. Holy fuck. Her hands moved up my chest until they cupped my neck. Her thumb rested right over my pulse, feeling the blood pound along with the adrenaline. Her breathing went haywire, erratic, as I tried to fit inside her. I continued to push gently inside her, barely getting half of my length within her. But just those inches were enough to give me shivers. It was everything my cock had been dreaming of, slick, tight, and gorgeous. When I finally stretched her out and we got moving, it would be even better. But I wasn't sure if I could imagine anything better than this. "Your pussy is fucking incredible. You're so tight." My head absorbed all her slickness. Her warm flesh was exquisite, and I never wanted to leave. Of course, she had the pussy of a goddess. My cock must have known it when it first noticed her. She dug her nails into my neck, holding on like she might get swept away.
You're my first.
My cock slid another inch, feeling her tightness slowly give way. First what? I pressed my face near hers and stared into her eyes, seeing the entire universe in her irises. Absolutely stunning, she was perfection underneath me. Her nipples were pointed and her chest was flushed with that beautiful pink hue. Her mouth was open from panting, and her hair was sprawled across my pillow. She was on her back, with her legs spread to me, exactly as I fantasized a million times.
The first.
She craned her neck up and kissed my lips, her sweet kiss warm and inviting. More blood rushed to my cock at the touch, but I still didn't understand her meaning. A sense of doom moved over me, covering me with rain clouds that were about to begin pouring. Her words and the inexplicable tightness of her pussy made me think of one thing. You're a virgin? I stopped sinking into her. The lower half of my cock hung out, eager to see everything my tip was feeling. She kept her eyes locked to mine.
Yes.
Another spike of adrenaline rushed through me, hitting me like a freight train. I didn't fuck virgins because of the emotional repercussions, and I wouldn't have pursued Rome if I'd known that. The chances of getting her to submit to me were nearly zero now, but I didn't pull my cock out. I didn't stop. My body was even more fired up. My arousal increased tenfold as I stared at her, knowing no other man had ever been inside her before. She was really mine, completely and utterly. I should have pulled out and stopped this before it went any further, but I couldn't. I wanted her so much now, more than I ever had before. You want it to be me?
Yes.
She kissed my bottom lip and sucked it gently.
I've been waiting to lose my virginity for a while, but I hadn't found the right guy to give it to. I want to give it to you.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. How was that possible? She had to be at least 24. This woman could have had any man, but she only wanted me, and she wanted me to be the first one to fuck her. I was lost. Nothing could stop me from doing this now, not even a gun pointed to my head. I slowly sank farther into her, enjoying the unexplored territory. Soon I would reach her cherry and pop it. The idea of her blood covering my dick just aroused me even more. I wasn't even sure if I would be able to move without coming. I felt her nails dig into me harder, like she knew what was about to happen. I kissed her again, keeping her aroused before I gave a firm thrust and broke through. I moved farther into her and sheathed my dick in her tiny channel. My girth stretched her walls, pushing them to limits they'd never experienced before. The farther I went, the more she tensed underneath me, feeling fuller than ever before. My cock moved until I felt the thin layer of hymen. Feeling that thin little layer made me feel like a king. I rubbed my nose against hers, something I'd never done with a woman, and then gave her a small kiss on the mouth. Her lips trembled against my mouth when she felt her cherry pop. She didn't cry out in pain, but she tensed underneath me like the shock was unexpected. Her nails practically cut into my skin because she was gripping me so firmly. I wanted to come so hard. My cock moved completely inside her, my balls pressed against her entrance. Every inch of her was heaven. I'd never fucked pussy this good. I'd popped a few cherries when I was young, but I wasn't experienced enough to really understand what I was doing. I could make this pleasurable for her instead of a painful experience. I could make her come despite the pain my enormous dick caused. She wrapped her legs around my waist and hooked her ankles together. Her eyes were locked to mine and she breathed with me, her nipples brushing against my chest when I moved. My name was on her lips, but she didn't say it. I rocked into her slowly, my cock giving her pussy time to acclimate to my size. She was supernaturally tight, but she was so wet that this could work. I had to keep myself focused, otherwise I would give out early and ruin the fun before it even began. The fact that she was a virgin screwed up all the wires in my brain and my cock. It should have disturbed me, but it only turned me on like nothing else ever did. I kissed her as I moved, my arms pinned on either side of her head. Every inch of my cock was buried deep inside her, our mutual lubrication mixed with tiny drops of her virginity. I breathed into her mouth as I moved, concentrating on her so I wouldn't release. When I tasted salt, I knew her tears had come loose. I pulled away and looked at her, seeing the thin film covering her eyes. Want me to stop? It would take all my strength to force myself to pull out of her, but I would do it if she asked me to.
No.
Her fingers moved through my hair.
It just hurts a little, but it feels so good.
My spine tightened at her response, and my hips continued moving. Her tears turned me on because I was a sick son of a bitch. She experienced the right kind of pain, the pain that felt good. I wasn't whipping her or spanking her, but my cock was causing enough discomfort to make her feel the sensation submissives craved. The pain was noticeable, but it was dull in comparison to the pleasure. My cock was too big for her, and her pussy was too small for me. But our mutual desperation made it possible, and mind-blowing. I looked down at her and relished the moisture in her eyes. Her cheeks were still flushed pink in desire, and her pussy was soaked. All of those things made her the sexiest thing to ever lay beneath me. You're so fucking beautiful. My cock slid all the way inside, but I pulled out again, just my head remaining within. I slid back inside her, my cock constricted on all sides. It was the most intense pressure I'd ever felt. Better than any sex I'd had with any woman.
It hurts.
I grabbed the back of her hair and yanked her head back so I could kiss her neck. I slathered the area with kisses, then nipped at her collarbone, possessing her completely. I branded her with my kisses and my cock, wanting the world to know she was only mine to enjoy. She dragged her nails down my back, making tiny valleys across the surface of my skin. Her hips slowly moved with me, taking my cock with resilience. Her breathing increased and her moans echoed in the room. The initial pain of my intrusion slowly began to wear off, and she enjoyed the entire fullness of my cock.
I think I'm gonna come.
I positioned myself on top of her and looked down into her eyes, claiming her with just a look. No, you are going to come. I rocked into her harder, quickly giving her more of my cock. Her first time was going to be incredible, and she was going to have a mind-blowing orgasm that made her come back to me for more. Now come for me.
Oh, God.
She gripped my shoulders before she arched her back, my cock pounding into her furiously. The sheets beneath her were soaked with her lubrication, and I could smell the heavy scent of sex in the bedroom. My room had never smelled like this. I never wanted the smell to go away. Her hand snaked down to my ass, and she pulled more of my cock within her, wanting me so deep my balls smacked her ass.
Yes, right there.
Fuck, she was gorgeous. Her pussy was getting tighter as she prepared to come. She squeezed my dick so hard she practically bruised it.
Fuck, yes.
Her nails almost drew blood as she squeezed my ass. Her head rolled back, and she screamed through the pleasure. Her eyes were wide open and staring into mine, her mind high in the clouds.
Fuck, you feel so good.
I wanted to make it last, but that was impossible after that little performance. I'm gonna come inside you. I wasn't going to ask for permission because this pussy was mine now. I owned it, just like I owned her. I'd be coming deep inside her every single day, whether she wanted me to or not. I passed the realm of obsession and fell into something deeper, stronger. Now I wanted to possess her completely, make her mine forever.
Yes.
I pumped into her roughly, no longer being delicate with her soft pussy. I pounded into her hard and shook the headboard. Her tits bounced up and down as I rocked into her with enough force to break the bed. Within seconds, I reached my threshold and felt the hot goodness deep in my balls. Like a raging fire, flames moved up my shaft until they finally reached my head. I shoved myself as far as I could go, right at her cervix, and I released. Jesus Christ. I growled like a bear and moaned at the same time, dumping myself deep inside her. I gave her so much cum I didn't think she could contain it all. I spilled more than I ever had in my life, filling her up like a car at the gas pump. I topped her off until my cum started to seep from her entrance and drip down her ass. Fuck. I'm ready again. Rome ran her hands up my neck until she cupped my cheeks. She gave me an otherworldly look, like I was the focus of her whole universe. I couldn't decipher the look she gave me, but I knew it was full of satisfaction and joy. There was no regret for the decision she made. She didn't second-guess her choice to give herself to me. She was happy. And even when the fun was over, she was still happy. You're mine now. I said it before, but I meant it in a different way. Now I meant it so literally I wasn't sure what the definition was. All I knew was, I didn't want to share her with anyone, and the idea of being with anyone else repulsed me. I was devoted to this woman, worshipping her like a goddess that had the power to rule me. If she asked me to bow to her, I would. If she asked me for anything at all, I would oblige.
I know.
My cock hardened again while inside her, feeling the wetness directly against my tip inside her pussy. It was the quickest I'd ever recovered from an orgasm, but this woman made my body reach new heights. Are you sore?
A little, but I want to do it again anyway.
I pulled out and watched my cum drip out of her pussy. The sight was the biggest turn-on in my life. I felt it with my fingers before I shoved it back in, wanting her pussy to be stuffed with it. No man had ever released inside her, and now it was a shrine for my cum. I pointed my hard dick at her opening and stretched her all over again, her pussy having to acclimate to my size once more.
I want to do it all night.
Chapter 19. Rome. Maybe this wouldn't last forever, but I didn't regret my decision. I'd been waiting a long time to have that special moment, and no guy I met was ever the right one. But with Calloway, it didn't just feel right. It felt perfect. I knew the first time would hurt. I knew it would be painful. But that wasn't how it felt. His cock felt just as good as I hoped it would. My body struggled to accept him, but he somehow made it work. And it was the most satisfying experience of my life. Now I lay in bed with him, the sheets soaked with sex and the air heavy from our heat. He spooned me from behind, his powerful chest pressed against my back and his breathing in sync with mine. I felt my mind drift away as sleep came for me, but I knew I couldn't let myself slip away while I was in his bed. My room was down the hall, and it wasn't a far walk. I slipped from his arms, then sat at the edge of the bed. His shirt was on the ground, so I leaned down to pick it up.
What are you doing?
He sat up, his hair messy and his eyes sleepy. I'm going to bed. I'm exhausted. My body and mind were in desperate need of a good night's rest. In the morning, we could pick up where we left off. I didn't even eat dinner that night, but those orgasms were enough to keep me satisfied. He grabbed me by the wrist and pulled me back to bed.
You're sleeping here.
With his powerful arm, he dragged me across the bed and back to where I was lying before. It's really okay. I'm not upset. When Calloway explained his situation, I completely understood it. Some scars never healed, no matter how much time had passed. I didn't take his need for solitude as an insult. I knew it wasn't about me at all.
I said, you're sleeping here.
He kissed my shoulder and tightened his arm around my stomach. But you said I know what I said, but I'll be fine. The door is